Masechtas Gittin, Daf Samach Tes, five lines in the bottom of Daf Samach Chesam and Beis, and our Gemara will discuss various refuahs. And before beginning the Gemara, let us read the Mashar inside. So the Mashar states, Yesh Lishol B'chol Hanei Refuahs in the Skurim B'hai Pirka, Gam B'perk Im Aminin in Abed Zara, and Mai Kasvur, Ravina Ravashi B'talmud. Why did Ravina and Ravashi put this in the Gemara? Harminu Perk Hamid Brachas, but we learned in Masechtas Brachas, Vatay B'nech Rasisi, Sheganas Cheskyo, Sefer Refuahs, Kedeshi Vakshu Rachimim, Vishavchu Chacham Malzais, and Chacham Mashabeach, because he hid the Sefer Refuahs. And the Mashar explains, V'yeshul Yashiv, Devadi Nitim Rishul Surapais, V'leidi Refuahs, Kol Chalayim, El She'in Reyu Legalis Kulam Ucho Odom, Mishum Inshid Loi Mali, Shlo Yiftuch Bashem, El Ebuvuasam. And the Mashar explains that just like there was a heta to write down all of the Gemara, even though we have an Issa of Dvaran Shval Peh, also Le Kaisbon B'Ksav, Al Mishum Shenech V'Hashikha, B'Deris Achrenim, Hutlam Lichtav, Mishum Eis Las Lashem, Eferu Teresecha, just like we learned in Masechtas Gittin previously, Mahai Taimah, and that's why the Chacham also had a heter to write down her voice and to be megalad to the tziba, kivin she'efshal lezeichon ba'peh, penny shechen mekol adam. And that the Ravina and Ravashi wrote down these chachbais, so therefore people will see that there's nothing missing from Gemara, and the Chacham understood kilchol choyli timsa by refuah shleima, that for all sicknesses there is a complete refuah, ve'amitas, and a real refuah, lemevin l'shainam, to the ones that understand the loshim the Chachamim, val yoyim ha'malad al talmid the Chachamim, and people shouldn't be able to say that the Talmid Chacham did not know the refuahs in the world. And the Tshuvas Hagoyim, it stays dark. He like in the refuahs shayu rishenim oisin refuahs shla'achshav, that the refuahs that were previously known to us are not the same that are refuahs that are known to us now. V'yish kamadvam shayu rishenim yodim sheyish b'meichel zeh shein yodim oisin achshav, that we don't necessarily have the same knowledge as they had then. V'yin lisbech achshav al oisin refuahs, and he can't be soymech on the refuahs in the Gemara. L'fi she'in anu yodim heich refuah behen, and we don't know how to actually be misrapid through them, that there is no one specific thing that will give a refuah for every single sickness, and each refuah that is mentioned here is for a very specific sickness. The Malbim explains that the reason why our Gemara speaks about refuahs is because we just completed the Gemara about Shlomo HaMelech, that he was very scared at night, and therefore he needed a refuah, and that's why our Gemara continues to discuss various refuahs. Also, although we read from the Tshuvas HaGoyim, however, there are various opinions as to the effect of the refuahs, and there's a question if they would actually work nowadays, but maybe the reason why they don't work nowadays is because we don't know the exact prescription, either because we don't know the actual translation of the ingredients, or we don't know the proper ratios of these ingredients, or nishtana teva, etc. And we will quickly go through these gemaras, and in many cases we'll read a lot of words together and then translate these words that we can understand clearly. And most of the more foreign substances that are mentioned in the Gemara, even if they're translated by Otskal, we will just explain as types of herbs or spices or vegetables, etc. And the Gemara will begin to discuss ailments that affect people, and it starts with the head and goes down the body as we progress through these two blot of the Gemara. And the Gemara begins, L'damad Rasha, Rashi says, Chayli Ke'iv HaRoish HaBom Machbez Dam, that this refers to a headache that comes from high blood pressure. And the Gemara tells us the prescription for this headache, Lesi Shavina Ubina Va'asa Dara V'Zesa V'Chilfa V'Chilfi Diyama V'Yavla V'Lashulkinu B'Hadi Adadi V'Lintol Tlas Me'akasa HaGisa D'Resha, that the proper prescription for this headache is to take boxwood, willow, which is arava, myrtle, which is adasim, olives, poplar, cloves, and yivla, and boil them together, and pour 300 cups, which in general is a guzba, and means a lot of cups of this mixture on one side of your head, and 300 cups on the other side of his head. And the Gemara continues, V'iloi, leisi v'ad d'chivra d'koy b'chadar v'lishlkei, v'lintel shisin kasi ahaygi sidereisha, v'shisin kasi ahaygi sidereisha. And if you don't have these ingredients, or if it doesn't work, so all you need to bring is one ingredient, and you bring a white rose which only has leaves on one side, and boil it up, and then take 60 cups of this potion and pour it on one side of your head, and take another 60 cups of this potion and pour it on the other side of your head. And the Gemara continues, if someone has a migraine, and Rashi says that a half of his head hurts him, you should bring a tanagayla bra or some sort of a peacock, and shecht it with a sharpened pure silver coin over the side of his head that hurts him and that has the pain, and the blood will flow down that side of his head, and you should make sure that none of the blood gets into his eyes as it can blind him. And you should then take the dead bird and you hang it on your doorpost, so when you come in and leave your house, you will rub against the dead bird. And the Gemara continues, Lebruk say, Zok Rashi, Chayli Shaba'ayin Shekayim Taila, it's some sort of ailment of the eye, which they translate as cataract, Lesi Akva Deshev Chumri, V'niavshe Betula, V'nishchay Tartim menasa kuchla, the chodim menasa minei, the limle tlasim mikachle behayina, the tlasim mikachle behayina, tfele limle di loy, pake ene. So the proper medication is that you take a scorpion that is spotted with seven colors because of its age, and you should dry this scorpion out by leaving it in the heat, but leaving it in the shade and not in direct sunlight, and then you grind it up and make a mixture using 2/3 of eye makeup and 1/3 of the scorpion dust, and put 3 measurements of this mixture using some sort of a tool, which was either done through a feather or a small wood spoon, and you place that mixture into each eye, but you should make sure not to put in more than that amount, as your eye may burst. And Ayin Taisis that it's mashed, but this can be healed. And in Bechiris, the Gemara says that this is a mum kavua. Taisis answers two terutzim. Number one, that a mum kavua is defined as any illness that won't go away by itself, or with a refuah kala, with a small dose of medicine. Our Gemara is telling you that if you use this major dose of medicine, then it will go away. Or once a disease progresses, it can't be cured. But if you catch it early enough, then it can be cured. And others explain that this will not cure completely, and it is a mum kavua. However, you could take away some of the problem. And others explain that you can't bring a raya from a mum by a behema to a mum by a person. And ain't a chanami b'negei a behema, it's a mum kavua. However, b'negei a person, there is a remedy and there is a way to heal it. And the Gemara continues, l'shvir d'lele, for night blindness, the following is the remedy. The nesi shudra baka, v'nesi chada kara minei, v'chada kara mikalba, v'nitrufu yinuki chaspa basrei, v'lei mulei, asa kalba ach satana goyla, v'lid v'shem umtsi m'shiva bati, v'lsvinunela b'tsinur nidasha, v'nechlanu b'kakula d'masa, basi hach l'fshir shudra baka, v'nei murhachi, shaviru d'plaini bash b'linisa, shavkinu l'plaini bap l'nisa, v'leichu l'kalba b'bisa d'ene. So in order to cure night blindness, he should bring a rope made of horse and cow tail hair and tie one of his own legs on one side of the rope, and the other side of the rope he should tie to a dog, and children should take broken pottery behind him, and the children should say the following, and they would say, old dog and tanagal shoita, and he should then go and take 7 pieces of raw meat from 7 different houses, and when each of these 7 people given their meat, they should give it to him while they're by the doorway, and he should eat the meat by the city dump, and he should then take the rope off his leg, and he will say as follows, that the blindness of Pliny by Plinius, using his mother's name as we do when we daven for sick people, should leave Pliny by Plinius, and he then blows into the pupil of the dog's eye. And the Gemara continues, L'shavir dem yamama, for daytime blindness, L'esi shiva simke migavad chivsa, v'nitvinu achaspa de'umna, v'lesiv iru migavoy, v'in shachrinu mavroi, v'nei malei avira havli de'echol, v'nei malei heich pesicha sav echol, u'basad achol utvilil chaspa, di'loi hadri alayo. In order to cure daytime blindness, a person should bring 7 spleens from animals that were just shechted, and he should roast them in dirty pottery that was used to be baker's dam, and he should sit inside, and another person whose eyesight is good should sit outside, and the blind person should say to the person who's well, he should please pass him the 7 spleens, and the other one should say, take it please and eat it, and after he eats the spleens, he should make sure to break this pottery, as otherwise the sickness will come back. And now that the Gemara finished speaking about eye ailments, the Gemara now goes further down the body, and l'dama d'asim n'chira, if someone has a nosebleed, l'isi gavra koyin d'shmei levi, he should bring a person who's a koyin, whose name is actually levi, v'lichta levi l'mafreya, and he should write the word levi l'mafreya, and he should write yud vav lamed, v'iloy, if he can't find a koyin whose name is levi, l'isi inish me'alma v'nichtet le, then he could bring any man, and he should write as follows, ana papi shilo basumki l'mafreya, and he writes these words backwards, v'iloy, and if that doesn't work, nichtet le hachi, then he should write as follows, tam d'li b'mikesef, that the taste of a bucket in silver water, tam d'li b'mepagam, that the taste of bucket in bad water, v'iloy, if he doesn't have these ingredients, or if this remedy doesn't work, then l'isi ikudas pasta v'ashla d'puria atika, v'kotmo marika v'sumka d'luva, v'niklinu b'hadi adadi, v'l'isi gvav d'amra, v'nigdol tarti p'silta, v'litmish b'chala, v'nigadvel b'kitmo hadein, v'nesi b'nechire. So he should bring the root of a stalk of aspasta, the rope of an old bed, he should also bring rag paper and saffron, and the red of a palm branch, and he should burn all of these ingredients together until they turn into ashes, and then he should bring a ball of wool, and he should twist the wool into 2 thick threads, and he should then soak these threads in vinegar, and he should roll them in the ashes, and he should then take one of these threads and place it into each side of his nose and into each of his nostrils. And the Gemara continues to be loyal, and if you don't have these ingredients or this method doesn't work in order to take care of your nosebleed, then lechse amasa mayim to azos mezuzah klapi mayiv v'nifsa v'nekim chag korei l'hagisa v'chag korei l'hagisa v'nishkotina v'yadi d'imina metuse kar d'smalei v'yadi d'smalei metuse kar d'imina v'nidil tarti p'silto d'amra and v'nit mishpatina v'nesa b'nechirei. Another remedy is that a person should find a canal that goes from east to west, and he should step over it, and he should put 1 foot of his on one side of the canal and 1 side on the other side of the stream, and then he should take some mud with his right hand from the mud that's underneath his left foot, and he should also take with his left hand the mud that's underneath his right foot, and then he should take 2 strands of wool, he should soak it in the mud, and then he should place one of each of the strands into his two nostrils. And finally, v'loy, if this doesn't work, he should sit underneath a gutter and a leader, and people should bring water and they should pour it over him, and they should say the following, just like this water, it won't stop, so too the blood that's coming out of the nose of Plani by Planisa should also stop. And the Gemara continues and now discusses blood that comes from someone's mouth. If someone has bleeding from his mouth, but then we have to test and see what type of blood it is, and therefore you should test it by using a straw of wheat. If the blood sticks to the straw, then we know it's coming from the lungs, and therefore it is possible to have refuah. And if the blood doesn't stick to the straw, then we know it's coming from the liver, and there's no way that this person will be healed. This is a sign that this person will die. And clearly the Gemara feels that blood coming from the liver is worse than blood coming from the lungs. Therefore the Gemara says, or some say, that he is the following of non ipchatan, that we have a Mishnah that teaches us just the opposite, that it's worse to have blood coming from your lungs than blood coming from your liver. This Mishnah that discusses the Yud Ches Treifes is found on Dapman Bezum and Alf in Mesechta Schulin, that Nital Kavalin Shtayim and Aklum, and one of the Simani Treifes is if the liver was completely removed and there's nothing left. However, Reya Shenikva Isha Chasra, another one of the Treifes are if a lung was pierced or it was missing anything. But we see that as long as someone has a part of their liver, they're still not considered a Treifer, and if a person missing or even has a puncture in his lung, he's already considered a Treifer. Therefore, we see it's much more dangerous to have a missing part of your lung than to be missing part of your liver. And L'chayra, our Gemara just said the opposite. And the Gemara says, Amalei, so Rav Ashi responded to Rav Asi, Kiyunim Pumei Kasi, that since it's coming from the mouth, Eima Itmuchi Itmach, it must be that the liver is totally dissolved and you don't have a liver any longer, as otherwise it would be impossible that the blood of the liver will be able to flow through the lungs and come through your mouth, as of course, from a person's mouth, the first thing that you hit is the lungs, and only afterwards do you hit the liver. And the Gemara continues and goes back to what we said before, Amar Imirei Kasi Islei Tekanta, that if we find that the blood came from his lungs, then it's possible to have a takana, and there is a prescription, and the Gemara is my takante, so what is the prescription? And the Gemara tells us, Lasi Shiva Kunim Pyramid of Silka, the Shiva Kunim Pyramid of Karti, the Chamisha Kune Prida, the Tosa Kunim of Tofra, the Kunim of Kamina, the Kunim of Chavli, the Chaneg, the Kanta Paterta, the Labasha Velechel, the Lishta Abasre, Shikha Khrifa, the Teves. She put together the following ingredients. You bring 7 fistfuls of sliced beets, and 7 fistfuls of sliced leek, and 5 fistfuls of another type of vegetable, and 3 fistfuls of lentils, and 1 fistful of cumin, and another fistful of chaveli. You then take a bunch of fat that comes from a bechor of an animal, and you cook up this entire mixture, and you eat it, and after you eat this mixture, you should drink very strong beer that was fermented in Chodesh Teves. The Gemara continues, L'kocho, if someone has a very bad toothache, Amra Bavuna, Lesi Tumi Chida, V'nimsere B'mishcha O'milcha, V'nisvea Tufre Del Yoyna, Dahu Gisa D'kayavle, Unhadle G'dafta D'lisha, V'nizdar L'bisre, D'kosha L'chivara. Cure for a bad toothache is to take 1 clove of garlic and you should mix it together and grind it together with oil and salt, and you should put a small amount of this mixture on the thumbnail on the side of the tooth that aches, and then you should surround it with a bunch of dough, and you should make sure that the garlic doesn't come into contact with your flesh, as it will be bad for your body, and as Rashi says, it will cause saras. The Gemara continues, L'chinchi, and Rashi says, Avobois hagadelim begorin kamin golnut. These are infections that grow in your throat, and it seems to be tonsillitis or some sort of a strep, and the Gemara brings a 4-step process. Amra Bechon, the first step is, Chumsi kimamru, the ikra de chumsume odif mimamru, v'ninka bepume, and hani lo'oikume. You take some sort of leaves which are better than a different type of leaf, and if you take a different type of a plant and the root of that plant, then that is even better than this thing called mamru. You should put these leaves into your mouth for a little bit of a time. By doing this, it will help that the swelling will at least stop. And the second part of this process is levashule, in order to make sure that you take all the pus and you gather together in one spot, and this way, when it will be able to be released, that all the pus will be able to be released and be able to be drained together. So lesi pari deresh nafya, v'tlafchi bafrayu, v'shabluta, v'chumasa d'chashusa, v'nikka kamguza b'pume. So at this point, you take the following ingredients. You take bran from the top of a sieve, you take lentils in their soil, you take fenugreek, and you take hot blossoms, and you place a small amount of this mixture, which is the size of a nut, and you put it in your mouth. Then the third part of the procedure is leftuche, in order to now make sure that this gathering of pus will be able to burst and let out all of the pus. Olympic lechavre, tach lechivrasa, begila dechitza, or another person should blow white cresses into this person's throat using a straw that's made out of wheat. And Rashi explains that you should put all the seeds into the straw, and then you should actually place it into the person's throat near the area where he has this pus, and then the other person will blow into it, and the seeds will go into that area, and that will cause the pus to come out. At this point, since you have a bad area in your mouth that needs to be healed, in order to make sure that new flesh will actually grow in that area, so you should bring the dirt and the dust that's around the shade of a toilet, and you should mix it together with honey, and you should eat it. And this is a method for a person to grow new skin in the affected area. And the Gemara continues, levasum, which is another type of sickness that affects a person's nose, and has a lot of mucus that comes out of a person's nose. So the remedy for this sickness is that you bring these ingredients and you bring some ammoniac, you bring a bunch of other ingredients, including white honey and including clear wine, and you boil them all together. And then when you see that the ammoniac is cooked up, and surely the rest of the ingredients were also cooked up sufficiently, then this person should go and drink this mixture, and that will be his refuah. And v'loy, if this doesn't work, in order to have a refuah, you should bring a revius of the milk of a white goat. You should drip the milk over three cabbage stalks into a kli, and then you should stir it together with a twig of a type of a tree. You should cook this potion together with this twig. Once you see that this twig is cooked up, then you know that the rest of the potion also cooked up. This person can then drink this potion, and that will be his refuah. And v'loy, and if you can't use this refuah, or if this doesn't work, lacy nafki the kal b'chivra v'nigbol b'nafva v'kama de'efsha nafka loy nechal d'mefarik. The refuah is that you bring the excrement of a white dog, and you should knead it with balsam, and then you should eat it. And the Gemara tells us that if it at all possible to use a different refuah, or if you could withstand the sickness and not eat the excrement of a dog, you should do so in order not to have to eat the tzoy of a dog, as the refuah will actually cause sickness, and as Rashi says, it will be minatek evarav. And the Gemara continues, legira for a type of a heart ailment and pain, lacy gira delilta v'nifche v'nishte mayel v'y v'nishte v'iloy lacy mayed ishti minayel kalba b'leilya. The Gemara gives us two different antidotes and two different medications. Number one, you could take a type of rock that on one side is as sharp as an arrow, and this rock falls from the sky together with hail and together with bird, and you turn it upside down, that the sharp part is downward and the handle faces upward, and you pour water over it, and then you drink the water. And if you don't have this eitzah, or if it doesn't work, then bring water from which a dog drank at night and drink it, but make sure that the water wasn't uncovered at night in a place, in an area where there were snakes, as that would, of course, be potentially worse as the sakana of drinking mayim megulin. The Gemara continues, Ligaluye, if someone drinks water that was uncovered at night, so the remedy is ampeka de chamer chaya, then you should drink a cupful, which is a revius of wine that is undiluted. And lemursa, if someone has an abscess, then ampeka de chamer ba'ol talana, then a person should drink a revius of wine mixed together with red aloe. And Rashi says, ampeka zero revius v'chen shemakli, and aloe talana, Rashi says, edaim kemin telashani, that this is the color red and it's similar to telashani. And the Gemara continues, Lepichad Liba, if someone has a faint heart, Lacy Tlasbu, Shaisa, the Sari, Venishterin, Bekamcha, the Lover Levi, Abon Yoimin, Venechel, Venishter, Basraya, Chamra, Marka. The remedy is you should bring three loaves of barley bread and soak them in Kutach that is less than 40 days old, and then you'll drink extremely diluted wine. And the Gemara now is, Omer Ravacha Medifta, Ravina, Ravacha Medifta, Set Ravina, Vakoshkin, the Baruch Libe. Certainly, if someone eats these ingredients, he will actually have a heart that's even fainter. And as Rashi says, Shedvarim Chaloshimain, Kol Eglu, and all these things make a person even weaker. Umatishim koichay shel adam. And Amalei, Sir Avina said back to Rav Acha ben Diftei that in chenami anol liyakud liba amri, that the things that we mentioned before and those ingredients are used if someone has a heavy heart. And as Rashi says, shelibe covered a love lepircha de liba. If someone has a faint heart, lacy tlaspu shaisa dechite v'nishterinu bedufsha v'necha v'nishtar basrayo cham ruchayo. The proper ingredients for his remedy is you should bring three loaves of wheat bread and soak them in honey and eat them and then drink very strong undiluted wine, and this will give the person more koyach. And the Gemara continues, Litzach de Libra, as Rashi says, Koyav Alev, that he has heart pain, Lacy Tlas Bein Ninya, who be used to the Kamuna, who be used to the Shumshmi Velechol. You should bring three measures of mint, which we also call as Nana, and a Beya, which is a measure of cumin, as well as sesame, and you'll eat them all together. The Gemara continues, Likoyav Mei, if someone has terrible stomach pains, Lacy Tlas Mei Palpli Arichta, the Chol Yomi Nishta Mei Minayo Bechamra. One should take 300 kernels of peppercorn and drink 100 of them in wine for 3 days, and you'll drink the full 300 kernels within 3 days, and that will heal you. And the Gemara tells us, L'maisa, that Ravan de Min Narish, Avalei Labati de Rav Ashi, Mei of the Chamshim, Hani de Don, Issia. Ravan from Narish cured the daughter of Rav Ashi using 150 peppercorns above all, and as Rashi says, Pilpul and Shalanu, and therefore those were stronger, and instead of using 300, all he needed was 150 over 3 days. And the Gemara continues, L'chirtzer, as Rashi says, T'loyim shebim ayayim, which are worms that are in the stomach, Anpeka d'chamra ba'atrafa d'ara, should drink a revius of wine and a type of leaf that's included with the wine. And the Gemara continues, L'chirtzer chivra, if you have a white intestinal worm, L'si bizru galgila, v'nintzayra b'shisse, v'nintzayra b'maya, v'nishtey, v'nizdar m'binza, Eloim nakvala b'lemayne. To cure the white intestinal worm, you bring a type of a seed and wrap it in cotton and soak it all in water, and then you drink the water, but you should be careful not to swallow the kernel itself, as it may puncture your intestines. The Gemara continues, L'mesa, in order to stop diarrhea, then sis in retiva b'maya, then you should drink a mixture of fresh pennyroyal soaked in water, and l'mishra, to help ease constipation, yavishta b'maya, then you should drink a potion of dry pennyroyal soaked in water. And the Gemara tells us, v'simnech, and as Rashi says, that the simen sh'le'tachlov lishtes lach l'shalshal, that someone shouldn't drink moist pennyroyal in order to be m'shalshal himself, v'yavish l'atzar, and he'll drink something which has a dry pennyroyal in it when he has diarrhea in order to close himself up and to stop his diarrhea. So the simen is Issa Retiva de Sacha Nahara, that we know there's a type of a grass that when it's moist and when it's fresh, that is what is used in order to dam up a nar when it's overflowing. And just like it's the fresh type of a grass that closes off a river, so too the fresh pennyroyal is what helps alleviate diarrhea. And as Rashi says, halach, the fresh item will be seitzim, will close a person up and will stop his diarrhea. And the Gemara continues, l'tachla, if someone has a bloated spleen, as Rashi says, shetchol shaloi nefuach, that's blown up, the gadol machmas chayli, and it becomes enlarged because of a sickness, the remedy is, leisi shav bini demayo, univashu betula, v'chol yoyim nishtei tatri tlosa b'chamra, so you should bring 7 water leeches, and you should dry them out in the shade, and every day you should drink 2 or 3 of them together with wine, v'loi, and if this doesn't work, or if you don't have these items, leisi tachla tzipir to loy iftach, you should bring the spleen of a female goat that didn't have children, v'netachi b'tanura, v'nukal hadya v'nema, ki hechid yavish hay tachla, niyavish tachloya, the plain about plainisa, and you should take the spleen and you should press it on the inside of the oven, and you should stand near the oven and you should say that just like the spleen is drying up in this oven, so too the spleen of plaini ba plainisa should also dry up and should heal, v'loy, and if you don't have an oven, or if this etza doesn't work, netachya b'ni over the base of chata, v'nema hachi, then you should take the spleen of this goat and you should place it into the bricks of a new house, and you should say the same thing that we said before, that just like the spleen will dry up, therefore the spleen of plaini ba plainisa should also dry up. V'loy, livki shichva d'shacha b'shabta, v'nishkla v'yada v'naisva etachle v'nema, k'yechid yavish ha'yada, niyabish tachlu d'plaini ba plainisa. So if the previous remedy doesn't work, then the person should go and find someone who died on Shabbos, and should take the hand of that mace, and should place it on top of his spleen, and he should say that just as this hand will dry up, therefore the spleen of plaini ba plainisa should also dry up, and it should heal. And v'loy, and if you can't do this remedy, naisi b'nisa v'nitfaya b'nafcha, v'nechle b'maya de b'nafcha, v'nishte b'maya de b'nafcha, then you should bring a fish, and you should roast the fish on blacksmith's coal, and you should eat the fish dipped into blacksmith's water, and then you should drink from the blacksmith's water. The Gemara now brings a story to show that when someone drinks blacksmith's water, it actually causes their spleen to get smaller, as a he'izah d'avashasi maya de b'nafcha, that there was a goat that used to drink the water of a blacksmith and ishtachit v'loy ishtakach l'tachla, and when they shechted this goat, they didn't find a spleen inside it. Finally, the Gemara tells us, v'loy, and if this doesn't work, lift the chavisa d'chamer l'shmei, then the person who is sick should open a barrel of wine and use it, and he should drink. And as Rashi says, klima yishti yayin tayiv tamid habe, they should drink very good wine, and you should drink it constantly and consistently, and you should drink a lot. And the Gemara continues, amalei Rav Acha b'Rav Rav l'Ravashi, Rav Acha b'Rav Rav said to Ravashi, yisli chavita d'chamer, if there's someone that has a lot of wine, and he has barrels full of wine, le'os l'kamei demar, they will never have to come in front of my Rebbe Ravashi to ask him a shayla, and to ask him how to feel himself from an enlarged spleen, because his spleen will never get larger. Elam ragav pashachris, but a person should make sure to eat bread in the morning, demali l'kulagufe, as that will be good for his entire body. And the Gemara continues, l'rush chasa, for tachtonius, as Rashi says, which means hemorrhoids, leisi akika v'ilva, v'aspircho matcha, v'chumrusa depilam, v'shi'afa d'chamimta, v'ninkate b'shach kidekista b'kaita, v'da'amad gufna b'sisva. You should bring various type of grasses, as well as excrement from a dove, and you should wrap them in rags of flax cloth during the summer, and during the winter you should wrap them in rags of cotton, and then you should put this ointment onto the area where you have hemorrhoids, v'loy, and if this doesn't work, lishti shuchimakra, then the person should drink watered down beer. The Gemara continues, l'shigreina, and Rashi says, this refers to a type of sickness that affects a person's thighs, and the remedy is, leisi pasir d'menine, v'negabri shisin zimne, ahomat chasei, v'shisin zimne, ahomat chasei. So you should bring a pot of brine of have small fish, and you should roll it 60 times on one hip, and you should roll it once again 60 times on the other hip. And the Gemara continues, Litzmirta, as Rashi says, Eben Hagadela Begid Vaitzeres Hashesin. This is a stone that gets into the urinary tract, and it affects someone that they can't go to the bathroom. Nicely, Tlasin Utvaisa Mishcha de Kufra, who Slasin Utvaisa Itzra de Karte, who Slasin Fusa de Chamber de Kida, Vilishdele, Leishba Amo, Leisha Baisimakaim. So you should take 3 drops of tar oil, 3 drops of leeks extract, 3 drops of clear wine, and for a man, you should take this potion and you should put it in his amo, and for a woman, you should put it Baisimakaim, and that will take care of the urinary tract infection. Viloy, if this doesn't work, or if you don't have these ingredients, Lacey Unin Yazika, Vilitle, Leishba Amo, Leisha Badadin, you should bring the ear of a flask, and by a man, you should hang it from his amo, and for a woman, you should put it on her breasts. And the Gemara continues, Viloy, if this doesn't work, Lacey Chuta Dazuz, the Shadta Duma Bastuma, and as Rashi says, you should bring a thread of Chutchel Zahirish at Tavasai, Isha Chashuda Bas Chashuda, that was spun by a woman who was a Chashid and was the daughter of someone also who was a woman who was Chashid, Vilitle, Leishba Amo, Leisha Badadin, and once again, you should hang this red thread from a man's amo or from a woman's dadin and be loy, and if this doesn't work, leisekina the zachar and keva, you should bring a louse that was on a body of a man and a woman, and you should put that louse onto the man's amo or by a woman, you should put it and when the person goes to the bathroom, nashna sister yavishta b'sinur d'dasha, should go to the bathroom on dry thorns in a doorway, and let him look for the stone that will come out of his body, the because if you take these stones and you crush them up and then you take the dust and you dissolve it in water, then when you drink it, it will be a perfect antidote for all types of fevers. And as Rashi says, fever. The Gemara continues, if a person has an external fever, so in order to break this fever, you should bring 3 date pits and 3 salve leaves from an expensive tree called an adara, and you should boil each of these ingredients separately and sit between them and put each ingredient in 2 kalim and take a table and put it on top of 1 of the kalim, and you should rest on the table, and then you should get up and move the table over to the other kli that has the other ingredient and rest on the table once again, and then you get up once again and do the same process over the first kli and keep doing this until the vapors in the kalim enter your body, and you should then wash using these waters and drink from these waters as well. And when you drink, then you should make sure to only drink from the water from the kli with the leaves of Adara and not from the kli that had the date pit waters, as if you do so, you can become sterile. And finally, the Gemara speaks about Litzimra Gavna for an internal fever. So the remedy is Lacey Shiva Bune de Silka Mishev Mishare. And we continue on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. So you should take 7 fistfuls of beets from 7 different areas, and you should boil these beets together with the earth that's stuck to the beets, and you should then eat them and drink a mixture of the leaves of that Adara tree that is mixed together with beer, or you should eat grapes of a vine which hung over a palm tree, and you should eat them together with water, and we will stop over here.